Philip Semple Pierre, the surgeon here. Today's date is 12/15/2022. Dictation is for Martin Castillo. Castillo spells C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. Martin spells M-A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth is
01/30/1946.
All right.
You may welcome any other questions or concerns for me.
This is a 72-year-old gentleman here for follow-up period. Patient stated that he was seen on 12/14/2022. Have some labs drawn as here to follow up on those labs, period. Next paragraph, review system. Patient reports bilateral lower extremity swelling and pain. He said this has been going on for a while, but it's been getting worse in the last 3 or 4 days, period. He said the pain is worse with walking and sometimes touch, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. My physical exam is alert oriented and no acute distress. Mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 183/94. Next paragraph. Pulse 120, next paragraph, respiration 18, temperature 99.0, period. Next paragraph, groin area, he has a scaly macule, discretely distributed on his inner thighs, inner upper thighs. Lesions are well demarcated. Next paragraph. Extremities, tenderness to his bilateral calf. There's a 1+ bit edema. Positive Hohmann sign. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is extremity pain, lower extremity pain. Assessment number two is tenia cruris. Assessment number three is diabetes. Number four is hypertension. Number five is peripheral edema, period. Next paragraph. Today we did an ultrasound of his lower extremities to assess for DVT and peripheral vascular disease. Study was normal. Review of his labs reveal glucose at 279. A1C is 13.4. Patient is on dual medication, metformin 1000 milligrams BID and glipizide 5 milligrams. Patient was offered insulin. He said he doesn't want to start insulin as yet. He wants to try his current medication and do some lifestyle modification. We talked about the seriousness, the severity of continuous elevated glucose. And he says he understands, but still insists on trying lifestyle management. His glucose on his last visit. Compared his last visit. There is no available data for comparison, period. Continue review his labs revealed TSH is normal, vitamin D is normal, electrolytes are normal, there is no gap. His gap is... His gap is calculated at 135. His gap is calculated at 13. There's no, that's normal. Patients will be started on Mobic 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, this is for his leg pain. He was also given Myconazole 2% cream to apply to his groin area twice a day. This is for his fungus infection in his groin region. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of the patient.